I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources is always working on outreach. And one of the most important targets to hit with those programs is the young people of West Virginia. One of the longtime tools in that effort has been Project Wild, and I'll explain what that's all about coming up in today's report. Project Wild started in the 1980s as a way to use wildlife science and ecology in unique ways as part of a teaching curriculum in West Virginia. Art Shomo of the DNR headed up the program for many years and explains how it's grown and expanded over time.
Started out with just a Project Wild guide back in quite a long time ago, 1984, and just dealt with terrestrial habitats. And then in the late 80s, they developed a similar program called Project Wild Aquatic that dealt with aquatic habitats. It was a separate guide that contained other activities in it. And then over time, they came up with one that dealt with birds called Flying Wild. And then the most recent one is called Growing Up Wild, which is for, they developed activities that deal with for preschool age.
Now, teachers attend a workshop to be trained on just how to use the curriculum in their classroom or group setting.
Teacher training program, where we teach, we lead workshops and attended by any kind of educator. It could be a teacher, it could be a 4-H leader, it could be a scout leader, so on. They attend this workshop, and most of the workshop, it's like 5 hours of contact time.
And Shomo gives us an example of the lessons.
How many bears can live in this forest? And the ecology part, or the wildlife part of it, is basically talking about carrying capacity. Habitat can only support so many animals of a certain species. And so in this case, they're bears, and it's based on actual study of food habits of black bears. So the kids become black bears, and they go out looking for food, in which this case are little cards with numbers and letters written on it. So like B20 stands for 20 pounds of berries. And they collect cards, and then they come to find out, well, we were out here for 10 days, you needed 80 pounds of food, and so if you didn't get 80 pounds, then you died. So the habitat can only support so many. But then you also have some cards in there. There's a bear that's been fed, and they've lost their fear of people, their threat to people, and unfortunately, they have to be killed, which basically we're trying to make a point is please do not feed the bear.
You get the idea. Using practical and real-world examples applied to lessons that normally deal only in the abstract. If you're a teacher interested in getting trained in Project Wild, call the DNR's headquarters in South Charleston and ask for Art Shomo, 558-2771, or go online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.